powerful, richest country in the history of the world, America. Let me explain, a black man in America, for as such, I am both a citizen and a victim. Let us then look at her deeds and misdeeds, and all the while, remember this little poem. Emotional appeals to phony patriotism which gloss over the truth are like a dentist who neglects to tell you about a rotten tooth. I say, tell the truth, pull the tooth, and there won't be impatient patients nor unpatriotic patriots. For those who love America and hate what its government does in her name are the true Americans. What then is America to be? It is a melting pot where vanilla extract melts, but red, brown, black, and yellow boil over. Where the ingredients in the pot were red genocide, black slavery, and white larceny stirred with red, white, and blue deception. We exist in a land where a racist senator from Mississippi can be paid $10,000 a month not to grow food, while a hungry black, brown, or red baby gets $8 a month on which to barely exist. America is a land that was taken from the red man, and who put his head on a nickel, his neck in a noose, and his family on a reservation, where they teach his children in schools that a white boy named Columbus, who mistakenly thought he had landed in India, discovered their country. A land where black children are taught in school to honor George Washington, the father of our country, and the slave master of his plantation. It is a land of evil and good, white and black, high and low, rich and poor, brown, red and yellow. It is a land where even a rich white boy, a born loser, can be president, and a criminal can be vice president. It is a land of fuel shortages, food shortages, and morality shortages, but no shortage of the tools of destruction. A land where organized religion in the name of God has invested in war, where black persons receive maligned disrespect and benign neglect, where Spiro, the right-wing hero, is now a left-out zero. A country that for decades refused to ratify the United Nations Genocide Pact, but went all over the world preaching brotherhood and trying to enforce democracy with a gun. A country that welcomed the black soldiers into her armies to give their lives for her, but would not welcome them to the places her white German enemies, prisoners of war, could eat, so that many black soldiers willing to give up their lives for their country only had to give up their meal. And that ain't so bad, is it? There are some who might say I am anti-American, but I want America to truly be great and live up to the myths we're taught to believe. And for that reason, we are pro-humanity and pro-America. Stand up, America. Up off your knees. Get off your backs. And for your own sake, get off my back. It is up to all of us, then, to make America truly great. The oppressed, repressed, depressed, and yes, even the impressed. We must somehow come together for the sake of our common humanity. Then, and only then, can we sing with sincerity, America the Beautiful.